Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I am Teron Davenport, your host, and we are here with another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app and use the promo code LOEAGLES, all caps, LOEAGLES. Get yourself a $20 rebate after your first purchase. Today, what we want to talk about is going to be the defensive ends on this football team, because this is a position that I think is really going to be strong for the Eagles. And I'm telling you, when you look at this defensive end group, they go about five deep as far as guys that could come in and have an input, you know, affect the impact on this defense. And I'm telling you, the pressure that they're going to bring off the edge is going to help not only the guys in the middle, Fletcher Cox and Benny Logan, but it's going to help the secondary. The way that they could get after the quarterback is going to rush that quarterback to make a bad throw that will result in interceptions. And you saw that in the game against Pittsburgh. So that's what we're going to focus on this week. And we're just going to go position by position, you know, look through the five guys that they have there on that defensive line, that all of them at defensive end. And just starting off with Connor Barwin's going to be the starter along with Vinnie Curry. But like I said, they're going to go five deep. But looking at Connor Barwin, he's a guy that is converting from outside linebacker. He's played the position before as far as having his hand in the dirt and rushing the passer. You'll see him primarily on the right side, but he's getting time at the left side as well. But when you look at Connor Barwin at 6'4", 264, I mean, the way that he comes off that edge, you know, he gets a really good jump on the football. And that's what you want to see out of your guys up front. You know, Connor Barwin is very athletic. He does have the ability to drop back into coverage if you need him to. But he is primarily going to be their pass rusher. They'll use him to set the edge as well. So Connor Barwin is definitely an asset. Vinnie Curry is a guy that just, you know, when you look at Vinnie Curry, he's finally going to get the chance to play regularly. He's going to be a first-year starter. He signed a big deal. And that's another one that gets off the football with the best of them. But he has that power, too. That guy could, you know, really just drive offensive lineman back to the quarterback and make the play. 6'3", 279. You know, he's a local kid. And you know, it's great to see him in position to cash in on the potential that he had. I remember when the Eagles drafted him. Obviously, I didn't cover the Eagles back then, but I always said that Vinnie Curry was going to be a good player for the Eagles. So now he's getting that opportunity, and he's just another one that sets that edge with authority. I really like the way he gets after the quarterback, and you could just tell that he worked out extra hard. When you saw him in minicamp, you know, the guy was moving so well, getting a great jump off the ball, showing speed. And that speed, when you get that speed off the edge, man, it sets so many things up. And we'll talk about that when we get into Steven Means a bit later. But it's really good to be able to get off that edge, because, you know, you threaten that offensive lineman right away, and that could make him get off balance, and that would definitely help you. But moving on to Brandon Graham, and it's interesting because Brandon Graham is also listed as a starter. He's going to alternate at both left and right defensive end. I've seen him work both sides. And, you know, B. Graham is a guy that he has a high motor. That's the thing I really like about him, is, you know, he'll run down running plays to the opposite side. We saw him do that against Pittsburgh. He gets off the ball so well. At 6'2", he has that ability to get up underneath offensive linemen and just drive them back. And, you know, that's using that leverage as power. You know, when you're going against a guy that's 6'7", you know, 6'6", and you're 6'2", it's a lot easier for you to get that, get your hands up underneath him and just push him back. And, you know, that's just playing the leverage game. And that's a game that Brandon Graham plays really well. He's another one that's converting, a former outside linebacker, but he's converting back to a defensive end. And this is a position that in a short period of time, he really blew up for Jim Schwartz at the Senior Bowl. And that was one of the things that cemented his status as a higher first round draft pick back when he was drafted. Now, I know everybody wanted to go a different direction, but I mean, look, you got Brandon Graham and he's a player, and you know, obviously that guy out there in Seattle is a player too, or Earl Thomas, but you know, I think the Eagles got a couple good safeties now, so things kind of balanced out for him. But anyhow, looking at Brandon Graham, he's going to be a pseudo starter. I mean, they're pretty much going to start three guys, but that rotation, like we said, is going to go deep. So B. Graham is really excited about being in this defense. He loves the fact that he could just get upfield and rush the passer. Doesn't have to worry about, you know, reading keys and dropping back into coverage as much. They're going to do it from time to time, but for the most part, the primary job is going to be to rush the passer. And that's something that just, it's going to play to the strengths of all five of these guys that we're going to talk about. When you look at Brandon Graham and it just how he could set the edge also, that's something that's key. He is able to funnel runs back to the inside. And that's something that we'll talk about with Steven Means also. But when you have a guy that could do that, that helps the guys in the middle so much, and it helps the linebacker so much. And it doesn't allow the running back to get outside and get those big gains. A lot of teams like to use stretch plays and things like that to utilize the speed in the backfield. But when you have a guy that could push the runs back inside, it's a huge help. So the next guy we're going to talk about is Steven Means. I mean, I've mentioned him twice, so let's get right into that. And I tell you, Steven Means has been a very pleasant surprise for these guys. And you look at what he's been able to do. I mean, he was making plays in training camp, or mini camp rather, OTAs. I mean, you would see his speed off the edge. Now, granted, it's a lot easier to have speed off the edge when you're just in helmets and your jersey and shorts. But still, the way that he was able to get that jump on the ball, anticipate the snap count, it really showed. And he's another one, yet another guy that's converting from outside linebacker to defensive end. He played defensive end at Buffalo. That's University of Buffalo. He was there just before Khalil Mack. And then he was with the Ravens. He outside linebacker, and then he was with the Texans as well, drafted by the Buccaneers. And he's back at his natural position. And when you look at what Steven Means brings to the table, you get that edge, that aggressiveness on the outside. And he's another one that you're not going to run the ball outside of him. He's going to always push you back inside. He has that way of rushing up the field, even against running plays, that is going to force running backs back inside, just like I mentioned with Brandon Graham. So that's a really good thing that you get out of him. But more importantly, you get a guy that gets immediate pressure on the quarterback from the outside. And he may not always get the sack, but what he'll do is force the quarterback to step up in the pocket into the waiting arms of a Benny Logan or Fletcher Cox. So definitely a huge benefit for the Eagles and having Steven Means. And he's a guy that's going to make the roster. He's a special teams contributor as well. And it's just really good to see a guy come out of nowhere. And ironically, last year, the Eagles signed Steven Means off of the Texans practice squad when they released Miles Austin. So he's been here. That deal happened in November, and he's been here for a bit. So he's familiar with the other guys, and everybody's happy to see him balling out and just ready for the home opener. And speaking of the home opener on September 11th, I tell you what, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, now's a good time to download the SeatGeek app. So this way you could get price alerts. If there's a set price that you want to pay, you just set that price in there and they'll email you as the seat prices get closer and closer to the price that you want. You don't get that anywhere else. In addition to that, you could get ratings of the seat that you're going to purchase. Once you purchase the seats, you could rate the seats. SeatGeek, if you download the app, you use the promo code LOEAGLES, you're going to get a $20 rebate. That's something that they worked out for you guys, my listeners. You guys that subscribe to me on Audio Boom, the Locked On Eagles podcast, your benefit, LOEAGLES, get a $20 rebate. Type in all caps, LOEAGLES. I use the app myself. It's very easy to use. It's you know, an app that you could put right on your phone, so you don't even have to pop onto your computer. You could just do it right from your phone. That's what we do nowadays, everything we do from our phone. So this is yet another thing that you guys could do. So definitely make sure you download that and check it out. Fool around with it and make sure you use the promo code that I gave you. Now, getting back to the Eagles and their defensive end position, the last guy that we're going to look at is Marcus Smith. And so many people are calling Marcus Smith a bust, but let's face it, the guy was not used in the right position. He was a defensive end at Louisville, and his specialty was rushing the passer. So what do you want to allow him to do in the NFL? Or what do you think they would allow him to do? Rush the passer. Well, unfortunately, you have a guy that you put at outside linebacker, and you give him all these responsibilities of you know, reading the guard and seeing how the running back is. If he's going out for a pass, you have to cover him, and there's too many keys, and he was thinking too much. So now you're just putting him right up front, and you're saying, hey, listen, you know, we're going to go, this is your series. I need you to go all out on every single play and just bust your behind and get after the passer. That's what he's doing. You saw it against the Steelers. He had an awesome get off, and he was able to get on that edge and get to the quarterback, and he and Steven Means cleaned up. And these guys are working together. Means is working on the left side, and Marcus Smith is working on the right, and they're a part of that five-man rotation. And I think that's a rotation that Jim Schwartz is going to use consistently. And he likes the back end of that rotation. You heard what he said when I asked him about Steven Means. He said, pun intended, Steven Means business. And he's spoken highly of Marcus Smith. This is a guy that like I said, is back in the right position. And he's able to play to his skills. And that's the thing that you have to like about Jim Schwartz. This is a guy that will always have his players in position to utilize their skills the best. And you look at these five that we talked about, including Marcus Smith, a guy who many call a bust. He's now doing well in training camp. Obviously, he had the concussion, but he's now in position to make the best of his opportunity as a defensive end, a pass rusher. He's not going to be a starter. He's not going to, you know, play a whole bunch of snaps, but he'll be able to be a situational pass rusher and maximize his opportunities on that defense. And he's another one. He may not get that sack for you all the time, but because he could get that wide pass rush, he could force that quarterback to step up in the pocket, and that's going to help other guys. You know, when they have the stunts working, when they're blitzing the gaps with the interior gaps with their linebackers, they're going to get an opportunity to get to the quarterback, and that's going to be created because it's almost like a trap game, you know, where they're coming around the edge and they're just forcing the quarterback to step up right into the trap. And that trap is from Fletcher Cox getting that interior pressure, Benny Logan getting that interior pressure, Michael Kendricks, Steven Tulloch now, Jordan Hicks, Nigel Bradham, any of these linebackers blitzing the interior gaps. I mean, it's going to set up well for them. And then, of course, you're going to have the nickel blitzing off the edge. They like to blitz Ron Brooks. He likes to get off that edge. And I think the package is going to be really good. So I wanted to go over the outside pass rush today because I just think that defensive end group is one to watch. And that's going to be a fun unit to pay close attention to throughout the season. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to Locked On Eagles on SoundCloud or Audio Boom as well. Follow the work at theeagleswire.usatoday.com, at @TDavenport_NFL. Be sure to check it out. We'll talk to you tomorrow, bringing that Brandon Graham interview that you guys requested. I appreciate you tuning in. We're out.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.